Eliana's discovery didn't remain a secret for long. As soon as the shell warned her about the stranger approaching, she and her brother quickly turned around to see a tall, unimaginably thin old man with a cane slowly walking toward them.
"I've had my eye on you ever since you found that shell, young lady. I should warn you, that shell brings joy at first, but beware of the discoveries it reveals to you. You'll soon find that all the excitement must come to an end, and the ending never goes quite the way we might hope."
"Who are you? Why have you been following me?" Eliana said.
"Oh, I'm just a friendly neighbor looking out for your well-being, child. Ah, and I see you've discovered Captain Riptide's lost treasure. Not surprising the shell would lead you here. Though, of course, this is only a small taste of what it can reveal to you."
"Captain Riptide? Who is that?" Brady said.
"There have been legends for years in this town about the captain and what he hid here. He visited these parts so long ago, most people don't even think it was true. But you, young lady, have just proved them all wrong."
Suddenly, Eliana felt the shell growing warmer in her hand. She raised it to her ear and she heard it say,
"Be careful with that man. He speaks nothing but lies."
The man stepped forward and said,
"I think it's time you allow someone with more age and experience to be the caretaker of such a powerful and dangerous shell, young lady. It would be a terrible shame if it weren't tended to properly."
The man quickly stepped forward and reached out to grab the shell from Eliana's hand, but she and her brother quickly stepped back and turned around and started running in the other direction.
"Get back here, you little thief!" the old man yelled as he gave chase and started running after them.
And in all the commotion, one of the neighbors noticed what was happening and shouted,
Hi there, kids, are you okay?"
"No, we're not okay! Send help! This man is chasing us!"
And eventually, the two kids reached the biggest, tallest tree in their neighborhood as they started climbing up it. Quickly, they scaled up to the top as they looked down and saw the old man slowly making his way up as he started to get closer and closer.
"Who are you and why do you want this shell?"
Brady yelled down at the man.
"All that matters is that you give me what I want," cried the old man.
Eliana held the shell up to her ear as she heard it say,
"Look to the sky, child. The clouds will protect you."
She looked up and saw strange weather patterns starting to form. Rain started falling from the sky and fierce winds started blowing. The tree they were in began rocking back and forth with the two kids at the very top.
Oh no, is the whole tree gonna topple over with them in it?
And then, right when they didn't know what else to do, they heard the old man screaming,
"This storm is too dangerous! I must seek shelter!"
As they saw him hop off the tree and hobble away. And as soon as the man disappeared, the storm immediately slowed down. The wind stopped, and the clouds cleared away, and the sun came out. Somehow, the shell was able to communicate with nature, and they worked together to scare off that mean old man and protect the kids. Eliana lifted the shell to her ear, and this time she heard it say something new.
"The danger has passed for now, but your journey is far from over. The key you possess unlocks more than just doors. It unlocks truths. Trust in its power, and remember, not all who seek the shell have pure intentions. Be very careful, for there are others who know of its magic. Your next step lies where the moonlight touches the sea at midnight. Go there, and the path will reveal itself."
Wow, this was incredible! Eliana could feel her connection with the shell growing as it continued revealing all kinds of hidden secrets that no one else seemed to know. Later that night, Eliana and Brady did just what the shell said. They walked to the edge of the water, and as they stood on the shore with the shell in Eliana's hand, they suddenly saw a path form in the water. And the path led to a hidden island, one they had never even seen before in broad daylight. It was only visible in the silver moonlight of the night. They took their first steps down that path and toward the island. But little did they know about the unimaginable dangers they would find there, and who was following them every step of the way.
But that's a story for another day.